When someone gets arrested in New York, you expect that person to appear in front of a judge the next day to hear the charges against him. But in the Bronx, prosecutors let more people go after an arrest than anywhere else in the city. In his 1989 inauguration speech, Bronx District Attorney Robert Johnson said he wanted to get tough on crime.
I want a Bronx where the lawless are punished when they put the lives and property of the law-abiding at risk.
Although Johnson made that vow back then, WNYC's Elsa Chang discovered Bronx prosecutors declined to prosecute thousands more cases than do the other prosecutors in the city. And one of the main reasons is an office policy that requires dropping a case if a victim doesn't cooperate right away.
If you want to know one reason the Bronx District Attorney's Office throws out so many cases, talk to Maxine Scott. She lives in Jackson Houses, a public housing complex in the South Bronx. When you look at her face, you can't miss the long scar that crawls down her forehead, like a fault line between her eyes all the way to the tip of her nose. Another scar slices through her eyelid, her jaw, down her neck, and doesn't stop until it reaches her chest.
She opened up my forehead, she opened up my left cheek, under my throat, and my chest has a scar on my right breast and on my arm. She cut my shirt wide open.
Here's how she tells the story. It was a hot summer night in 1991 when Scott decided to give a woman she had never met a piece of her mind about her parenting skills. She told her she should watch her children better so they didn't keep running out in front of cars. The two of them soon got into an argument, and Scott says the other woman suddenly took what looked like a razor blade out of her mouth and started swinging. Scott blacked out from the loss of blood. When police officers later interviewed her, she refused to press charges.
My daughter was with me when they cut me, so they know what she looks like. So in the back of my head, they're going to retaliate. They're going to do something to her. And that's my only child. You know, that I carried her for 9 months. That's my life. Anything happens to her, I would never forgive myself.
So she never talked to prosecutors about the attack. And the DA never filed charges against her assailant. Scott's case represents a recurring problem for law enforcement in the city. Many crime victims refuse to cooperate. Even in cases where the police do make an arrest, many victims still won't talk to prosecutors. Now, that usually doesn't stop most prosecutors in the city from bringing charges anyway, but it does stop prosecutors in the Bronx. The Bronx DA has an internal policy no other district attorney's office in the city has, and many cops say this policy lets criminals go free. In the Bronx, if a victim doesn't cooperate within 24 hours after an arrest, the DA will almost always drop the case.
Our office has had for a very long time this policy, if you want to call it, that our victims have to come forward early.
That's the current Chief Assistant District Attorney in the Bronx, Odalis Alonzo. Internal city records obtained by WNYC suggest this policy is a big reason why Bronx prosecutors declined almost one quarter of all their cases last year. That's nearly four times the rate Manhattan and Brooklyn prosecutors declined cases. To hear how this plays out, just stand next to a small blue door with chipped paint at Bronx Criminal Court.
Your case is dropped.
Thank you. Dismissed, lady.
Dismissed.
Thank God.
The numbers are clear. If you're accused of a crime in the Bronx, you've got a much better chance of walking away without charges than anywhere else in the city. Stand here for not even 2 hours, and you hear the court officers give the same line over and over again to people who've been arrested for crimes in the Bronx.
Your case is dropped. This is the letter saying that it got dropped, so your case is done and over with, okay?
Your case is dropped.
Thank you very much.
All right, your case got dropped. That's the letter saying it got dropped, so you're done.
A slip of paper handed out to each person bears the same official language.
The people decline to prosecute the instant matter.
The people decline to prosecute the instant matter.
It says the people decline to prosecute this case.
This pattern isn't new. Bronx prosecutors have had the highest decline to prosecute rate in the city for 13 of the last 16 years. And that rate first started climbing after Robert Johnson took office. WNYC asked Johnson to sit down for an interview, but he declined. In his place, he sent his number two, Odalis Alonzo.
When we decide to do a decline to prosecute, I'm very confident that we have real reasons not to bring the charges against that defendant. Before we decline, we take great pains to ensure that it is the right decision.
I first asked Alonzo in late 2011 why her office has the highest decline to prosecute rate in the city. Back then, she said the office is just careful to weed out cases that don't fly, like an improper arrest, sloppy police paperwork, or weak evidence. But then last month, Alonzo provided me with internal office data that suggested a very different picture. Almost half of all the cases dropped by her office were thrown out because the victim didn't cooperate. Insufficient evidence accounted for only 1/10 of all abandoned cases. Alonzo says it's true. They do drop many cases because they require victims to cooperate the first day, and a lot of victims don't cooperate. But she defends the policy, saying when victims get on board sooner, prosecutors can build a stronger case and better support the victim.
To talk to them about the case, to ascertain the facts, to describe the process for them. And we do that initially because we hope that that makes for a better relationship between us and our civilian witnesses, too.
But critics say there is no relationship with the victims you gave up on after only one day. Victims' rights advocates and veteran prosecutors elsewhere say there are so many reasons victims don't come forward right away. They may fear retaliation, be badly hurt, or just be difficult to find. Linda Fairstein was the chief of sex crimes in the Manhattan DA's office for 26 years.
I simply can't understand why that rule will be imposed. It's not the standards for the courts in New York. It's not a rule imposed by law. It's an internal guideline. And that first 24 hours is when you are trying hardest to find your victim or witness, and that's the time that the witness may be most unable, if not reluctant, to come forward.
Victims in the Bronx don't even get a full 24 hours. Alonzo says her office usually waits about 4 hours for a victim to show up after an arrest report arrives at the DA's office. Police officers in the Bronx tell WNYC that's just not enough time. Some victims need days or weeks with repeat visits by police to decide to cooperate. And when cops see arrests get tossed out over and over, they just end up throwing up their hands.
Whatever happens, happens.
Claude O'Shea was a detective in the Bronx for more than 10 years.
You know, I look at it like this. Hey, listen, if the witnesses don't want to come forward and the DA doesn't want to prosecute, I don't live here in the Bronx. There's a good chance that I'm not going to be shot randomly by this guy again. You just kind of get burnt out after a while.
Last year, the Bronx DA's office declined to prosecute 18,000 arrests by the NYPD. Eugene O'Donnell says that means millions more dollars of police resources get thrown out in the Bronx than anywhere else. He's a former cop and prosecutor who says with the limited resources this city has, the police can't afford to make so many arrests that go nowhere.
The NYPD at the patrol level is extremely thinly stretched. They need every available cop to be on patrol as much as that officer can be on patrol, and that anything that takes a cop out of service takes them off the street, they're unable to answer calls, they're unable to do routine police work that deters crime. That is a significant consideration.
And when a case is declined by prosecutors, cops can't do anything about it. The defendant is released immediately, and the arrest is expunged from the official record, as if the incident never happened. If the victim ends up changing her mind later and wants to cooperate, she'd need to make a fresh complaint with the police, and they'd have to find the defendant and arrest him one more time. Cops say most victims never bother to go through that again. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.